With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. When Richard Bausch was growing up in Virginia, visiting the Bookmobile was one of his biggest thrills. Now in his mid-40s, Richard Bausch looks at his sagging bookshelves with a certain hopeless feeling.
I continually buy books, many more books than I'll be able to read in the coming months, and books get sent to me. And I want to read everything. I want to read everything that's ever been written that's worth remembering.
Even the bad stuff. And he rereads.
I read The Great Gatsby every year. There are stories of Chekhov's that I read every 2 or 3 months.
Richard Bausch is a gifted novelist and short story writer. His latest book is called Violence, the story of a man whose life is irrevocably changed when he finds himself the victim of a deadly robbery. Bausch says he wants his language to be as sharp as a surgeon's scalpel.
Well, what I'm aiming for when I'm writing a story or a novel is precision.
Bausch says that stories that are worth telling are those in which a person's life is somehow changed, changed even by something ordinary.
Looking out the window at a tree, and for some reason, something inside you shifts. As a writer, you sort of try to get to the bottom of what that was.
Richard Bausch knows the secret to good writing.
Every detail in a story, if the story's any good, counts. And the writer is not necessarily intellectually conscious of how it counts or where it counts, but he knows it counts the same way a cougar knows when the wind is right that there's a deer on the other side of the hill and he's going to eat tonight.
Houghton Mifflin published Violence by Richard Bausch. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Novelist Richard Bausch once heard a story about an abortive robbery attempt at a convenience store during which the robber got scared.
Put the gun down before it was all over and raised his hands and apologized and asked somebody to call the police.
Then Richard Bausch began to wonder what would have happened if the stick-up had become murderous and what kind of impact it would have on the survivors.
How do you go on and make a life with this thing having happened?
That's the premise of Richard Bausch's novel, Violence. In it, the main character is caught up in a deadly holdup. The bloodshed brings back memories of the violence done to him as a child.
And then as the book progresses, we get into his need, in a sense, to confront the violence in his life and the violence around him.
Not only does Bausch's character view himself as frightened and cowardly, he becomes aware that he too is capable of violence.
There are all sorts of different kinds of violence, including the violence one does to oneself.
There is a lesson to be learned from reading Bausch's novel.
The whole book is really about breaking the pattern. And in that sense, it's a book about love more than about violence.
Richard Bausch's tension-filled, thought-provoking novel, Violence, was published by Houghton Mifflin. Bausch has done a lot of thinking about the function of fiction.
A group of people sitting in a theater crying over something made up seems to me to be a great thing. It's a connection that gets made. That wonderful writer, Wright Morris, put it in a book about the nature of fiction. For a little while, the light comes on.
And we have the intelligence of angels. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
We've come to this place where our values have been twisted around into some strange, unrecognizable, and frightening emptiness.
That's writer Richard Bausch, horrified at the outrageous level of violence in our society.
58,000 plus people died in the Vietnam War, and this country went through a tremendous crisis about it. And in the last 2 years, 48,000 people died from gunfire in this country. And it's just, we accept that as a part of our daily lives.
Bausch notes that in the movies, there is often violence without consequences.
30 or 40 or 50 people are killed before a thing ends, and everybody's laughing at the end because they finally killed off the guy who was doing the killing, and there's no sense of horror.
Richard Bausch addresses the issue in his novel, Violence, and how a bloody convenience store robbery permanently alters the lives of the survivors. Bausch believes violence is a human problem and can be solved by human beings. Guns, for example.
Your right to bear arms as a principle doesn't seem to me to indicate that you should therefore be able to carry an assault rifle.
He also believes that each generation has the responsibility to give better than it was given.
There seems to be now a kind of licensing going on in the society that you were beat up or something as a child, it gives you license to do the same thing to your own child or to behave that way, and it's like a formula almost.
Houghton Mifflin published Richard Bausch's Violence, a novel that gives us much to think about.
50, 100 years from now, people look back at us and say, well, how in the hell did they get through the days? What sort of people were they?
Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.